Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
Now get this, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Now, circle that in your Bible. This is important. The word says that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. In other words, they are quoting Jesus. They're saying Jesus has said this prophetically. Then the word said, then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, art thou the king of the Jews? All right, so you got the worldly legal system questioning Jesus. And Jesus answered him, said thou this thing of thyself? In other words, where'd you get that from? You don't have any business knowing who I am. Why are you asking, am I the king of the Jews? Then he said, y'all probably have already read ahead, or did others tell it thee of me? Did somebody tell you who I was? Because you don't know. You're not a Jew. You don't know who I am. He said, where'd you get this? Or did somebody tell you? See, he quoted who Jesus was. Are thou king of the Jews? Who would know? Jews would know. Well, God make this thing simple. That whole Old Testament over there, and when you go back and resurrected, Jesus started showing them himself all through the Old Testament. Amen. Prophetically talking about them. Let's go quickly. The word says, Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Question mark. Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. It's not down here. Come on, somebody. Now, I want you to look at something right here in this verse. Lord have mercy. See, you would think, okay, Jesus come, he's Jewish. They Jew. They Jew, they can't kill him. But they Jew. But guess what? They sinners. Jesus is making a distinction here. I'm not y'all, and I'm not them either. Take a minute. He's saying to them, he's talking about, remember when you pray in the Bible, it says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come when Jesus came. The kingdom, he's the king. The kingdom come with him. And it's not unfolded until he dies and comes out of that grave. He's looking at these Jews, they sinners. They don't have spiritual knowledge. They're not born again. Oh, this is good. And you know the natural law people, the politicians, they don't have any, they don't know what this is all about. They locked out of Revelation. Remember we said pre-resurrection, Revelation. Now, you said, well, you know, yeah, Pastor, I heard this before. Sure. Okay, listen, look at this. I'm going to go over it again. Jesus answered. This is what Jesus said. My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight. What he is saying, I'm the king. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But my kingdom isn't birthed yet. These people right here, he said the King of the Jews. Hey, if I was their king, they wouldn't kill me. They wouldn't be for this. He said they will fight for me if I was their king. They would be defending me if I was their king. They're trying to figure out how to kill me. But aren't they the Jews? Pastor, is the King of the Jews? Say, listen, they're not born again. Jesus come from heaven. This is the Son of God. Amen. He's standing at the pinnacle. He's standing at the pinnacle of manhood. All are dead in sin. Until Jesus gets to that cross, die and raised from the dead, nobody's saved. And Jesus is identifying. These Jews had a mind of sin just like other people. But they were Jews. They knew information, but they were confused in their motive. They wanted a worldly kingdom. They wanted Jesus to take over and get them stimulus checks, better job, you know, positions at Coca-Cola or whatever it is. They wanted some natural stuff. Saints, you got to think high. Woo, you got to think high. Let me go. So, you can see that if that's their thinking, that Jesus, all he done and what he's doing now, is confusing to them. Well, he did this, but it ain't had enough. He looked like he's about to lose, although he did all this stuff. We saw him do it. And so Jesus begins to verify to them, oh, y'all heard what I said. Y'all know what I told you, but they're having a difficult time digesting. See, the carnal mind is enmity with God. It can't connect with God even when it tries. See, so Jesus, when you look at the Gospels, the red writing, all this Jesus, these are sinners, and they're like, what? What did it say? What did that mean? They're not actually spiritually grasping what he's saying. So we go back and look at the teachings of Jesus. He's laying it out there. You're a born-again believer. You're a believer. When you look at that, you'll get revelation out of what Jesus is saying. The transformation that man had to make. That's why the Word of God, Romans, said you must be ye transformed. See, you're born again, but you got to stop the ongoing process of carnal thinking in your life to understand what Jesus is saying. Oh, praise God. Let's go. We're going good. Amen. All right, the Word says, what verse was I at? All right, anyway, my kingdom, 36. We're in John 18, 36. Those of us who are joining us out there, praise God. Thank God for the Word. Your spirit man loves the Word. He eats the Word. That's all he eats, the Word. This is where your growth takes place. Hallelujah. My kingdom is not of this world. If it were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Then the Word says, Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. Pilate like, I can't kill him. I don't find anything wrong with him. All right, now, so that was the failed attempt to get the world system to kill him. That was the first failed attempt. The Jews couldn't kill him. They couldn't violate law and kill him. So we got to get Pilate and them to kill him. We're going to have to come up with something else. But anyway, I know you heard this preached, et cetera, et cetera. And so the word says, Pilate said, I find no fault in him at all. But ye have a custom. This is what Pilate says. But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews? In other words, I, I don't really get that y'all trying to kill him. So since you turned him over to me, I'll turn him back over to you and he don't have to die. That is not the answer they want. Come on, somebody. Pilate, like, the guy innocent. I'm not going to kill him. What I'll do is, I'm going to help y'all out. Amen. I'll give him back to you because y'all have a religious thing at Passover. You know, so I'll give him back to you and free him, and he don't have to die. No, he has to die. He has to go to the cross. So you see the dynamics of what's going on in the thinking of the people. You look at, Lord have mercy, the wisdom of God. How God figured it out. Amen. How God had organized and set it up that the Jews would want him dead, but they can't kill him. They won't violate the law. Pilate, he's not guilty of any natural law. So Pilate's not going to kill him. All right, so here, they got to find a loophole in the law that'll let them kill him. That's what we know as a loophole. That's what we have in America. Man, in the last 4 years, we found so many loopholes, the whole law became a big loophole. I'm not going to go there. There was loopholes in the law we didn't know were there. Yeah, the president showed them to us. Aren't y'all going to do something? No, it's not against the law. Well, nobody else has ever done that. I know it, but it's not illegal. It's not moral, but it's not illegal. What? Nobody's ever done that before. I know it, but here's a guy that'll do it. So, amen. So, testing as we move forward. You see this test. See, now, all right, look at this. Let me say this. In your walk with God, you've got to understand the dynamics of what took place as it relates to natural law and spiritual law and what God accomplished through Jesus. And he had to do it to get him killed, and by getting, you know, getting on the cross, from going to the cross and then raising him from the dead, that means he got the price paid. He was after a big price. See, in other words, a lot of people, in other words, knowing that Jesus was raised, have not connected Jesus paying the price for spiritual law that said we must all die. Yeah. Death and hell, that's spiritual law. That's justice. Adam then brought it about. Adam brought about when he fell in the garden. So what had to occur was that spiritual law had to be overturned, and it had to be overturned downhill. And it had to be overturned by a man in a body, in a human body like ours. Are you following me? And he had to die. And he had to have no sin. These were all the qualifications. This is what God had to pull off when he sent Jesus, amen, to come on the earth. He knew no sin, amen, became sin that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, amen. All right, a lot of detail. Let's go. So the word says, all right, so here's what Pilate says. So he says, that I release unto you the King of the Jews. Then cried they all again. Let's read verse 40 together. Then cried they all again, saying, not this man, but Barabbas. Now, Barabbas was a robber. Now, this is John's account. It goes like right there because some of the other gospel accounts give more details, you know, about they can release one of the prisoners, you know. They sentence to death, let one of them go. They say, let this one go. Let Barabbas. Y'all remember, y'all saw the movie. So, but you may not have gotten the revelation of how it relates to, well, yeah, that was a good movie. They wanted Barabbas and, you know, let Barabbas go and kill Jesus. But see, you got to understand all this wrapped up. Our destiny is wrapped up in Jesus getting to that cross. He had to go on that. He had to die the way the scriptures say he had to die, on the cross, for the sins of many. And so on Resurrection Sunday, as we talk about this aspect, we generally talk about the 3 days and he was raised from the dead and amen, what saw. But we want you to look at the process. See, your faith is in this right here too. This all had to do with faith. The fact that the Jews did not want Barabbas. They wanted Jesus killed. Now, did they love Jesus? Yeah, they loved him until they couldn't get what they wanted. That's carnality. That's what carnality is. But God had to get Jesus to the cross. It was the will of God to get him to the cross. So if you say, well, hey, you know, the Jews, they knew this and they wanted to get... No, they didn't. They failed. The Jews, they failed in understanding who he was. Had they understood who he was, they would, oh no, don't kill this guy here. But because they wanted him to die, their predicted carnality was what produced what we needed. It confirmed what God says about us. We're dead in trespasses and sin. God could bank on the fact that the Jews would do this if they didn't get what they wanted. Are you the same way? When you don't get what you want? How do you pout when you don't get what you want? People out there, do you get a gun and shoot somebody? Do you put everybody else on earth down? Do you get mad at all the other races? Is that what you do when you don't get what you want? Do you abandon the love of God, all the scriptures that say your war is not against flesh and blood? He could depend upon them doing this. And so this is what they did. So now, as it goes on, they said, then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers planted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe, chapter 19, and said, Hail, King of the Jews. And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him. Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and a purple robe, and Pilate said unto him, Behold the man. When the chief priests therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him. Who said that? The chief priests. Crucify him. Crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. The man is innocent. And that confirms scripture. Hallelujah. You know why an innocent man had to die? Because we were guilty. He died for us. For the sins of mankind. He died for us. He was innocent. And it's brought out that he was innocent. And the reason the Jews wouldn't personally kill him, because it violated their law. So they had Pilate to do it. And Pilate did it, but he said, I find no fault in it. Natural law killed a lot of innocent people. A lot of innocent people have been electrocuted, hung, and all kind of other stuff, you know, throughout the world. Yeah. But look at here with God. They were sinners. This man knew no sin. Can you say amen? So I wanted to say, like, as you listen, this is where your faith in God, you look at what God wrought in Christ. The finished work of Jesus. They say when he raised him from the dead, but he had to get to that cross and die with no sin. He had to get to that cross having been bruised, like Elijah said. Isaiah said, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. The things he went through before he got to that cross were for a purpose. Our faith lies in everything that he walked through. When he began that journey, he told the disciples, hey, here's what the world says, here's what's going to happen in the world. The tribulation is going to come. But then he got ready. He started telling them, okay, you're going to betray me. You're going to deny me. You're going to betray me. And he said, my time has come. Judas did what he did. Would Judas get like that? No, he was a backstab all along. His just potential was there. Many people around you are the same way. They just need the right pressure, the right opportunity. They'll do the same to you. Pastor, come on. No, you come on. Jesus said he knew what was in man. Some of you probably had it done already. I know you thought. He in a flesh body. No trust in the arm of the flesh. Come on, somebody. Jesus knew this. He knew it. He said, do y'all love me? He said, I love me. Yeah, but y'all got flaws. Y'all have issues. I'm going to the cross so they won't be in bondage to them. Can you say amen? Let the church say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop right there. We'll pick up next time. Hallelujah. We look at those details. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I told you. Y'all heard me. Y'all heard what I said. I said it openly. I didn't hide. He's raised the dead. Same God called Lazarus back from the dead. Open the blinded eye. Casted out devils. They want to kill him. Because you're not bringing a big enough change to the government for us. Oh my God. How people can be betrayed. Oh, you got to stay in the spirit sense. I mean, we different. We can be born again now. So well, God showed us how this was brought about. And so I just thank God for Jesus. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you ain't never asked Jesus, if you're joining us by YouTube or Facebook Live or amen, however, amen. If you never asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, this is the guy right here. He's the King of the Jews. Amen. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If you say, God, I believe that Jesus is your Son, that he died for my sins. He was buried and raised from the dead on the third day, according to the scriptures. Come into my heart, Jesus. Be my Lord and my Savior. I receive you now by faith, not by feelings, but by faith. You're God's Son. I'm not lost anymore. I believe that you've heard my prayer. By faith, I believe that you come into my life. I'm not lost anymore, but I'm saved. I'm born again. Jesus, you're now my Lord and Savior. And my high priest, baptize me with the Holy Spirit according to your word and the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit according to your word. Oh, that your love may be shed abroad in my heart. I thank you, Jesus, for hearing my prayer. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And amen. Well, let the church say praise the Lord. Amen. God is good, isn't he? Amen. Excuse my enthusiasm, but amen. There's a whole lot in there. Hallelujah. When we slow up and take a look at what was done, put ourselves in the position. Can you imagine what it was like for Jesus? Jesus had never been a hero and seen people that he loved reject him. He never experienced that. He saw it. Can you imagine? You ever been rejected before? You ever been turned down, turned away? Jesus felt it. The people that he was sent to. He saw them conniving to kill him. Right in his face. He knew it. That had to hurt. Oh, he's God's son. But that had to hurt. My God, my God. The word says he is touched with the feeling of our infirmity. He's had your hurt. He's had your loneliness. He's had your opportunity to be bitter. He's had your opportunity, amen, to give up. But he didn't. He kept on keeping on. Amen. Let the church say amen. Say this with me. Say, Father, I know that you have a financial plan for the believer called tithes and offering. At this moment, I set my heart to tap into your financial plan for me. In Jesus' name, I believe that you're raising up somebody somewhere to use their power, their ability, and their influence to help me. In Jesus' name, I hold fast to my confession and your financial plan. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, glory be to God. Isn't God awesome? Oh, yes. Say, this aspect of the Bible, the life of Jesus, is so filled with revelation. the things he taught them, he was with them. Your faith, this is where your faith, amen, your faith in God, hallelujah, to your faith in the finished work. And so when your faith is in the finished work, it's in the finished work and the work leading up to the finish. Because all of it wasn't work. Are you following? When I say the finished work, that when God raised him from the dead, amen, and then he ascended on high. We talk about it. He ascended on high. We haven't got to. He ascended on high. Then he came back. You're like, what did he come back for? Well, yeah, saying God is God. God was taking a victory lap. They were talking about one of the presidents taking a victory lap. I think it was after the Obamacare. So he didn't take a victory lap. Jesus took a victory lap. What's a victory lap? He came back with the holes in his hand. I won't believe unless I see the holes in his hand. There you go, brother. Who was that? Thomas. Thomas. He said, I won't believe unless I see the nail prints in his hand. Yeah, well, I'm back on my victory lap tour, Thomas, just for you. Check it out. Amen. And then other people say, how would God do that? To let Jesus be seen. You know, here he's showing up at Walmart. Amen. Winn-Dixie, everywhere. They said, man, I went to the store, get some eggs. Jesus was up in there, man. No, Jesus died. Yeah, he ain't dead no more. He's alive. How many know Jesus is alive? Jesus is alive. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. And he knows everything you facing. Every challenge. Stand to your feet, y'all. We'll keep going. Amen. He knows everything you're facing. Amen. When you pray, the word says he touched with the feeling of our infirmity. Amen. My God, my God. Ooh, there are a lot of people out there due to COVID, they lost loved ones. Jesus knows what it feels like. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Yes, he knows what it feels like. Yeah, there are people out there, some of them in jail. They've been rejected. All their friends left them. Well, nobody has this life. And not. Yeah, it's worth living. Jesus went through that. Amen. You ain't done no miracles. He done miracles, everything. He went through what you went through. You have hope. You have that blessed hope. Amen. There are people out there that need hope. Because you don't have money don't mean you don't have hope. You have hope. Hope can do what money can't do. Amen. God haven't forgot you. I said God never forgot you. He said he never leave you or forsake you. You may be going through stuff. Amen. You may have lost your kids. The court gave all the kids to your wife or the husband. God's still with you. Amen. Just hold on to his unchanging hand. Don't let go. Don't give up. I said, don't give up. You trusting in the miracle worker. Lord have mercy. He's a way maker. You get through crying, wipe your face and say, God, I'm going to follow you. Somebody out there, you in confusion. You don't know what to do. Follow the Lord. Amen. Call on him in time of trouble. Amen. Oh, I tell you, he's a very present help in time of trouble. Amen. We had a good time. God bless y'all. We thank God for you. Amen. We serve a risen Savior. I say we serve a risen Savior. And the Holy Spirit is in the earth. The anointing of God. Depend upon the anointing of God. Speak forth that word of God in your house, in your car, on your circumstances and situations. God's given, he made you the head and not the tail. So we thank God for you. We love and appreciate you. According to the word of God in 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says, we walk by faith and not by sight.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m., or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's theheirchurch.org.